The Refugee Council of Australia is the peak body for national organisations who work with and support refugees who are seeking asylum. Spokesperson Tim O'Connor made it perfectly clear that the Refugee Council were not pleased with the latest federal budget.
Well, it's really a do-nothing budget for refugees. Of course, internationally, we see the greatest humanitarian displacement since World War II, more than 60 million people displaced, over 20 million of those recognised as refugees. And our government has shown in the budget no plan to be able to assist the international community in dealing with that. Of course, closer to home, we've got no change in the amount of or the number of refugees we'll be resettling next year, further than what's already been announced. And of course, no plan to deal with the escalating crisis that's occurring in our offshore detention centres. So very, very disappointing.
The budget was described as a missed opportunity to end the violence and injuries in offshore detention centres.
Well, it was a clear opportunity for the Australian government to reset its approach to dealing with people seeking asylum. We've got an escalating crisis right on our front door of our own making. It's our policies that have sent these people to Nauru and Manus. It's our taxpayers' funds which keep them in those places. We are responsible for the sorts of horrendous, horrendous things that have been happening. We saw two self-immolations, a number of other attempted suicides. We've had a murder in one of our detention centres on Manus Island. Other people have died because of a lack of healthcare. We need a plan from our government to be able to deal with this humanitarian catastrophe that we've created. Australians expect it. We can be better than this.
On Monday, a 21-year-old Somali female refugee set herself on fire on Nauru. Mr. O'Connor said the lack of basic human rights in the detention centres were to blame for the refugees' desperate actions.
No, in the past week, we've seen two people set themselves alight because they are so desperate to get off Nauru, because the government policies have deprived people of any hope. They've deprived people of freedom, the opportunity to travel. I mean, what we do is we've got young children there who are told when they have to eat and what they can eat. I mean, just the very most basic rights of being deprived people. After 3 years, people begin to lose their minds and take incredibly drastic action.
Mr. O'Connor also expressed his disbelief towards the billions of dollars in funding cuts for foreign aid when the need for greater refugee assistance around the world is intensifying.
It's a patchy effort that Australia has engaged with internationally. We've seen massive cuts to the aid program under this government. More than $11 billion has been cut, according to UNICEF. And that has an enormous impact on Australia's ability to be able to deal with the world's 20 million refugees in an effective way. Of course, if you're in a country like Lebanon at the moment, one in four people in Lebanon is now a Syrian refugee, and no significant increase in funding in this budget to assist those people. Closer to home, in countries like Thailand or Bangladesh or Indonesia, where there are substantial refugee populations, we saw a $15 million decrease in aid to Indonesia. So Australia's not doing all that it can in our region, nor internationally. It certainly can do a lot more at home to assist people who come here seeking our safety and protection.
But this refugee crisis is not a new issue. In fact, a very similar situation took place during the Howard government's rule.
Of course, in the past, we saw that John Howard, when he was Prime Minister, was able to resettle those people from Nauru and Manus who were found to be refugees very quickly. And the humanitarian catastrophe that we're seeing in those places now, it didn't unfold. Of course, we haven't seen that political leadership. We haven't seen it in the budget overnight. But we will continue to work with many of our member organisations and many good-hearted Australians who know Australia can be better than this. And we can assist people who come here seeking our safety and protection, seeking refuge. We can ensure that we will keep fighting to ensure that they get those opportunities.
There's no easy fix to the refugee crisis, but Australia could do much more to improve the situation.
Look, there's no silver bullet to the refugee crisis, but what Australia can do is certainly, come to a humanitarian resolve in the way that we're treating people so terribly in Nauru and Manus. We can engage much more professionally with our region to ensure that people are able to live. People have had to flee countries like Burma, military juntas, hundreds of thousands of people from Burma throughout our region who can't get access to work, who can't get access to shelter, who can't send their kids to school or get access to basic healthcare. These are the things Australian Aid should be doing.
Toby Crockford, 4ZZZ News.